Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
And we have a sense within us that what we're praying is right. We believe what we're praying. But still, we do not see the outcome that you would expect from such faith. Some of us struggle with personal issues, maybe sickness, maybe family problems, could be financial or problems at work. We pray about the problems, we believe God wants to see a resolution to those situations, but still it appears that we don't see the complete victory. Sometimes those situations can go on for months or even years. We know the Lord is with us. We know the Lord is at work within us. May be that we've received a measure of healing or some partial answer to our prayers. But still we don't see the full release and the full realization of what we're believing. These things can affect us with personal issues. They can also affect corporate things within the church. Now, is there some common cause why we do not see the resolution and the release that we should expect to see because we believe what God says in His Word? And the answer to that is a very clear yes. And this morning, God is going to do something amongst us. Or let me put it another way. We are going to do something in His name that will bring release into all these situations. That is surely possible and God's purpose. Why? Because Jesus Himself says, everything is possible for he who has faith. So is it that in all these situations, we haven't really demonstrated faith? And the answer to that is yes and no. Which is why we see a measure of release, but not necessarily the full release. We are believing, and yet we are not necessarily doing some of the things that are essential to see the full release. And if we don't do those things that are essential, it's because we don't either believe that we can do them or that we need to do them, or we haven't exercised faith in those particular ways. In recent months, I've seen God move so powerfully and so miraculously in many situations. And this isn't just a preparation for what God wants to do at camp. Camp is just going to be a breaking forth of what God has been doing amongst us in recent months. But what God does here this morning is an essential prelude to what He's going to do at camp. He's going to bring a release here among us that He will then bring to a much greater number of people at camp. Very, very exciting. Not only the sense of expectation that God has given us about the camp, but He's actually been speaking in the last few days specifically of what He's going to do. I'm not going to talk about that now, because our focus needs to be on what God is going to do this morning, not on what he's going to do next week. At camp, it'll all unfold what he's going to do, but it really is going to be very, very powerful and life-changing. Now, let's just see what God has been saying to us in recent weeks. He's been reminding us of this tremendous truth. It's really the key truth. I mean, there are the two key truths about us as Christians in the New Testament. One is that we are in Christ, and the other is that Christ is in us. And he's been putting particular emphasis in recent weeks on the fact that Christ is in us. Now, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. That's the word of God. It's not some vague promise or great idealistic statement that we would like to be true. This is the truth, that Christ is in you. Not a blessing from Christ, but Christ himself, the person of Christ, by the power of his Spirit, lives within you. You have Christ in you. Now, that surely means that in any and every situation in which you are placed, Christ can be released through you, and Christ can pour out of you into the situation and circumstances in which you're placed. Now, I don't know how Christ can ever suffer defeat. I mean, that is impossible. So if ever we're in a situation where we're not seeing the resolution of events in the way that is necessary, and we believe God has promised, it's because something of Christ is not being released through us that needs to be released through us. Let me put it very simply. We're not doing something that we need to do. We're not doing something that God has made it possible for us to do because Christ is in us. And it may be that we don't always see what it is we need to be doing. Because presumably, if we want to see resolution in all these problematical circumstances, and we see what to do, then we would be idiots if we didn't do it. Either that, or we don't really want to see the resolution of those circumstances. But if you want the answer, and you know what to do to get the answer, you would be a nutcase if you didn't do that which would give you the answer. Do we have any believers here this morning? So it's time for us to see and to understand what it is we need to do to see these situations that, if you like, seem to be stuck or only partially resolved, where we need to see movement and resolution and solution. So then, what did Jesus do during his humanity? This Christ who is in us, before he became the risen, glorified, ascended Christ, was the Jesus who was walking around on earth doing stuff. In Mark 7, verse 37, we read, people were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. Just say that. He has done everything well. He has done everything well. They saw that. Everything he did was good. Everything he did worked. It goes on to say, he even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Everything he does well. So, Jesus made clear that if we have faith in him, we would do the same things as he did, that is, the same things as Jesus did. We would do greater things still because he was returning to the Father and he would become the glorified Christ. So we would not just have the human Jesus living in us, but the glorified Christ in us. Which means the glorified Christ in us can do all things well in an even better way than he could do them during the days of his humanity. Now, to me, that means we should expect results and good results. And we dare not speak negatively in any situation because that's a denial of the Christ in us. We don't talk about the problems, but we talk in the way that Christ would address those problems. That's what it means to speak in His name, to pray in His name, to act in His name, to do what He would be. Because the name in Scripture is not just the name Jesus. The name denotes the person. My name is Colin, but Colin is a person. Jesus is a person. To do something in the name of Jesus is to do something in the person of Jesus. And when you do something in the person of Jesus, it has the same effect as if Jesus Himself did it. So there's something that we need to do in the name of Jesus to see the resolution of all these situations. It is time for us to stop being satisfied with partial answers and say we will only be satisfied with seeing Christ glorified in the complete answer. We don't want people to improve. We want them to be healed. We don't want people just to survive. We want people to be completely liberated. Because that's what Christ does. And that's what He accomplished on the cross. Between the human Jesus and the glorified Christ, there is the cross. Now, the cross was an event in history with eternal consequences. What that means is the cross was going to make possible in every successive generation until Christ comes again, the same events that took place during the humanity of Jesus. He came and blessed a particular generation in a particular nation at a particular time. But the cross makes possible all those blessings for all people at all times. So, to accomplish that, Jesus took upon Himself on the cross everything, every work of the enemy, all sin, all sickness. He overcame every power of the devil, every power of the evil one. Paul says when he's writing to the Colossians, He disarmed the principalities and powers of darkness. Now, when you disarm a person, you virtually take away his power to overcome you. You know, it's like somebody having a gun or a knife or a sword or something. If he's disarmed, all he's then got is his bare hands. And he can inflict a certain amount of that, but he can't do what he could do when he had the gun or the other weapon. So the scripture says that Jesus disarmed. Now, we recognize, as Jesus did during his humanity, that there is a struggle that takes place. Now, actually, the Greek word that Paul uses in Ephesians 5, when he says, you know, our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against all the principalities and powers of darkness and of this world. The word actually is struggle, not fight, struggle. There's a struggle, which means there are two opposing forces. Now, one is infinitely stronger than the other. The devil can't hold a candle to the power of God. So when these two come into conflict, there should only ever be one resolution of that conflict. Light will always conquer darkness. Wherever you shine light, darkness disappears. The trouble is that many people think that we have to fight the powers of darkness. We don't have to fight them because Jesus has overcome them. So we are called not to fight them, but to overcome them. Now, we can overcome them because the one who lives in us, Christ in us, has already overcome them. So if you fight, you might not prevail. But if the one in you overcomes them, you will see the resolution. Anybody hear what I'm saying this morning? Right, well, listen good, because you're about to get some more victory in your life. So what we need to see is how the Christ in us can exercise his authority and power so that the victory that he has already won will be evidenced in the circumstances of our lives. If I think that I have got to fight against these principalities and powers, then I'm going to be defeated, because I am not as great as all those principalities and powers. But the one that is in me is greater than all of them put together. So the one in me needs to do something. My job is to understand what needs to happen and how the Christ in me can overcome. What I have to do to enable the Christ in me to give me the victory. It's not going to come just by saying, "Lord, I thank you that you give me the victory." If there's something that I need to do to establish that victory. Are you breathing? Yes. If there's something I need to do to establish the victory in those particular circumstances, I must do it in order to see the victory. Amen. Now, because there are things we need to do, Jesus, of course, refers to these things. And we'll come to that in a moment. But first of all, we've got to understand our enemy. If you look at the writings or memoirs of any great military leader, you will find that he spends a lot of time understanding his enemy, getting into the mind of his enemy. You can think of the way that Montgomery was trying to get into the mind of Rommel. How does he think? What's he going to do? What is his strategy? I must understand the enemy so that I can get one step ahead of the enemy. And we need to understand our enemy. Without glorifying the enemy or thinking that he has got more power and authority than he has, without all the time focusing on him and what he's doing, our focus needs to be very firmly on the Lord. But at the same time, if we have the authority and the call of God to overcome the enemy, we've got to understand the enemy. Now, Jesus puts it very simply. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that men may have life and have it in all its fullness. So there's the two conflicting sides. We all have an enemy who wants to steal, who wants to rob. Now, you can only steal what belongs to someone else. So the devil wants to steal from you what rightly belongs to you. Now, if Christ is your life, Christ is your righteousness, Christ is your holiness, Christ is your victory, Christ is your power, that it's not I, but Christ in me, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. What he wants to steal from me and to steal from you is any understanding, faith, or recognition of how the Christ in me can prevail in the circumstances. If God's purpose is to bless me, the devil's purpose is to curse me. If God's purpose is to give to me, the devil's purpose is to steal from me. If God's purpose is to give me life, the devil's purpose is to kill me. We don't have to get all worked up about this. This is true for every living person on the planet. It's not just true for Christians, it's true for everybody. The devil has got most people in his hip pocket, so he doesn't have to worry too much. It's only when Christians get full of the power and authority of God that they become a threat to him, because he can no longer have the influence and hold over their lives that he has over everybody else's life. So he doesn't like that. So it's not surprising, therefore, that there are certain things we have to do to overcome the way in which he opposes us. Now, let me try to put all this in very simple terms. Everything that God does in your life will bless you. Everything the devil does is calculated to curse you. Now, I'm not talking just about people putting you or anybody else under a curse. Why do so many of these situations that I mentioned earlier not get resolved? Because we prayed about them, but the curse has never been broken. I said the curse has never been broken. I said the curse has never been broken. Why? Because most Christians, they pray about the situation, they believe God, but they don't break the curse. Now, we don't have to say, well, who's cursed me or how's it? The devil's cursed you. Perhaps he's used people, perhaps he's used demonic powers, perhaps he's oppressed, perhaps he's used sickness. Doesn't matter what he's used, he's behind it. Now, we don't have to see a devil behind every leaf. It's just understanding the enemy. If something is happening that is cutting across the purposes of God, somehow or ever the devil is behind that. Somehow or ever that has been sent to curse me. Somehow, therefore, I have got to rise up in my authority as a believer, and I've got to break the power of that curse. And then I will see the result of what the healing power of God, or what the provision of God, or whatever it is, will do in my life. But while the curse remains, there's an unresolved struggle. Why? Because I haven't been obedient to the Word of God. Because Jesus says that he has given us authority over all the power of the evil one. So if the evil one is doing something that brings you curse, and you haven't exercised that power over the evil one, the power of the curse remains. And you're asking God to bless, you're asking God to heal, while the curse remains. So you're calling upon the Lord to heal you, but still the devil is cursing you because you haven't taken authority over him, and you haven't cut off the curse. Are you hearing? So Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We've got the power and authority to bind all the powers of the evil one. we've got, you know, Jesus says the strong man can rob the house unless he's bound. You've got to bind him first, and then he'll stop robbing you. Now, you might be one of those Christians say, oh, I don't like all this talk about the devil. I just concentrate on the Lord. Well, that's your problem. Of course, you've got to concentrate on the Lord, but you've got to know your enemy. And you've got to obey the whole word of God, not just those parts that you like. So this morning, we are going to come against everything. Absolutely everything that the devil has sent into our lives personally and corporately to curse us. We are going to break the power of every curse over our lives, over our families, every curse of sickness, every curse of need, every curse of oppression, every curse of depression. We're not going to have any of these situations that go on and on and on without being fully, totally, completely resolved. Hallelujah. Now, earlier in Mark, Jesus had given the apostles this authority. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons, authority over all the power of the evil one. That authority was given first to the apostles, but it wasn't restricted to the apostles. That as the whole drama of salvation unfolds in the Gospels, so that authority is given to every believer. And you see, what the Scripture says is that every believer has to exercise that authority. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee and he'll take all his curse with him. Amen. But you see, your apostle, your pastor, your leader isn't to resist for you. You are to resist. Not fight him. Not fight him. Resist him and he'll flee. That's what the Scripture says. You resist him. How do you resist him? You break the power of whatever it is he's bringing against you. You recognize, this is curse. Jesus became a curse on the cross to deliver me from everything that curses me. And if he doesn't bless me, it'll curse me. So I'm just going to live in the blessing of God. I'm not going to live under any curse. Come on, say it. I'm not going to live under any curse. Sometimes there are things that curse families. We don't have to get into generational curses and all that stuff. I'm just talking about what happens now. I've lost count of the number of situations in recent months where people have been in situations sometimes for months or years when I've said, right, look, this is curse. We need to take authority over the curse. And we've done that. Then the whole situation has changed. I prayed with somebody on the phone just a couple of days ago. Been really, really ill. And I mean, first time I talked to her, she sounded really, really ill. And it's one of those situations that often happens, that exhaustive medical tests and nobody could find out what was wrong. That is a typical example of curse. I got back on the phone to her and I said, listen, God has just shown me what we need to do is break the curse in your life. We broke the curse. I spoke to her again. Was it? Yes. No, Friday. And I was talking to a different person. Amen. Totally different person. She sounded back to herself. Why? Because we did what Jesus Christ has given us the authority to do. The devil has wanted to curse Kingdom Faith by squeezing us financially. He would like us to get into such a situation where Kingdom Faith couldn't exist. He does this with all ministries that God uses. It's a common thing that they face financial restrictions. Even people of faith who know what it is to see God provide, we as a body need to come against the way in which the devil has been seeking to curse Kingdom Faith and to throttle us. You see, he wants to kill and destroy. He wants to destroy Kingdom Faith because he knows how potentially powerful Kingdom Faith is. The devil knows that a move of God is about to begin that's going to bless this generation. It's going to bless this nation. It's going to bless many other nations. And God and the devil understands that something is going to break forth at Faith Camp that is going to have that effect. He would have loved to therefore put an end to Kingdom Faith if he could. But I refuse to even give expression to any such thought. He's a liar, he's a deceiver, he's a thief, and he is not going to have his way. Here by the grace of God we stand, and here by the grace of God we will continue to stand, and no devil will prevent that from happening. And I'm not going to be a mouthpiece for the devil who speaks about the problem. I'm going to be the one who all the time speaks about the answer. Because that's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to get us to focus on the problem. So you focus on the sickness. You focus on the symptoms. You focus on the pain. You focus on the disease. You focus, you know, whatever the situation. He says, come on, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. And what does Jesus say? Jesus says, no, break the power of the curse. Start speaking over your life. The answer, the resolution. But it's no use just speaking about the resolution if you don't come against the curse. Mark's gospel, we quoted from earlier, is very interesting because more than any of the other gospels, Mark's gospel is almost certainly Peter's recollections put down in writing by Mark. Peter was just your average fisherman. He wasn't a great writer. So it's sort of Peter's memoirs of the time he walked with Jesus. And in this gospel, more than anything else, there is this emphasis on how the enemy is overcome. He focuses so much upon the fact that the problems are demonically inspired, but Jesus overcomes every demonic power. It's a theme right the way through Mark. And I'm one of those who's never going to get things out of proportion. You know, you have some ministries where all they ever do is talk about demons and deliverance. But for me, it's a very simple matter. You don't need long hours and sessions of deliverance. You just need to understand the enemy and the authority you have to break the power of any curse that comes against you. But that's something you have to do. Now, does this mean you just do it on your own? Well, it depends where you are in terms of faith. You can do it on your own. But if you feel that you need somebody else to do it, go to one in the leadership and say, I want you to pray for me. I want you to agree with me so that together we break the power of this curse. I'm not going to continue to live under anything that will curse me because God's purpose is to bless me. He wants me to prosper and be in health. Amen? That's what it says in the scripture. So, this is a victory morning. This is a time of resolution. Now, the devil might be at work in some of you already, saying to you, this isn't going to make any difference to you. this isn't going to work for you. See, that's the enemy. He's the one who contradicts the truth. Yes. So, oh, this might work for Pastor Conley, but it won't work for you. Oh, everybody else might get set free here, but you won't. Oh, you've struggled for so long. How can something like this just make a difference? Well, you see. It will make a difference. But don't listen to the liar. Don't listen to the deceiver. Listen to your faith. Listen to the truth. Listen to the word of God. So the enemy's going to get a bloody nose this morning. You know, some people wonder why the Lord allowed the devil to exist. Well, I think the Lord understands our humanity. And there is that part of every one of us that wants to be able to kick someone in the teeth. And we have to be nice to everybody else. It's wonderful that there is one person that we don't have to be nice to. One who is eternally condemned, eternally lost, and he's not going to take us there with him. Jesus has saved us from his clutches. Hallelujah. But neither are we going to live as victims of his harassing tactics. We don't have to get all worried. The devil's having a go at me. Of course he is. That's his business. That's his job. But you don't have to get worried about it because you have authority over him. But if you're afraid, he's won. Until you stop being afraid. You see, he's the kind of guy who says, you come against me and you see what I should do in return. No, you can't do anything in return because the word of God says that we have authority over all the power of the enemy and nothing will harm us. When you come against the enemy in the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, nothing will harm you. And the devil hasn't got any comeback. Amen. And you say, I'm rejoicing because thousands of people are going to get liberated at Faith Camp. But not only that, they're going to be revived by the Holy Spirit because there's going to be a great release from the Holy Spirit. But you see, what God wants to do first, he's shown me the order in which he's going to do things at camp. He's going to break the power of that curse. Then he's going to bring about a great release of the Spirit because then that which would oppose the Spirit has already been dealt with. I said that which opposes the Spirit has already been dealt with. So instead of there being some this struggle going on within us, there's going to be victory going on within us. And people are going to go away from camp with the power of God just pouring out of their lives. With the Christ in them, working miraculously through them. But not just doing miracles. But everybody's going to leave camp in a totally different place spiritually from when they went. And if those of you who can't be at camp this year, don't worry, you're not going to miss out. Because you're part of the body here. And God is going to do the work in the whole body. Just like he's going to do a work in the whole body this morning. Are you there? Are you breathing? Are you alive? Are you believing? I remember some years ago, I was going off somewhere to minister, and the leader asked Clive, he said, what's your father going to talk about when he comes? And Clive said, I don't know, but I can tell you this, it'll be faith. Why? Because everything that is not of faith is sin. So we've got to have a faith attitude. Towards all this nonsense of the enemy. Amen. It is nonsense. It makes no sense for us to struggle when we have the authority to overcome within us. It's nonsense to be in a situation where we don't see the resolution of things when we have the authority to overcome those things. But, you see, it's like if you're sick, the doctor doesn't just want to see the disappearance of symptoms or to give you medication that's going to suppress the symptoms. He wants to get to the cause of the disease. So we don't want just prayer that is going to enable us to survive and to keep going without the root cause getting dealt with. And the root cause is not the sickness, it's the one who causes it. It's the one who wants to curse you. It's the one who opposes you, because he opposes everybody on planet Earth. His whole purpose is the destruction of mankind. So, we are blessed people. Amen. Because we know where we stand. We know where the devil stands in relation to us. Amen. Come on, let's stand. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and praise the Lord for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sotaraba soturi satari eletu pakara sitri sanga. Varata para satari eletu pakara sitri sanga. Borata para satari eletu pakara sitri sanga. Varata para satari eletu pakara sitri sato pakara sita. Varata para satari eletu pakara sitri sanga. Barata para zatari elera bakara sitri sato para sotri santori elera bakara sita. Bora zatari elera bakara sitri satari elera bakara sitri sandama. Bora tapara zatari elera bakara sitri sato bakara sitri sandama. Bora tapara zatari elera bakara sitri sarato bakara sato bakara sinama. Yes, 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 yes. Potapara zatapara. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Now praise him for the blood. Praise him for the blood. There's victory in the blood. There's wonder-working power in the blood. There's the overcoming power of God in the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you for your blood, Lord. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross. You poured out your righteous blood, your holy blood, your perfect blood, your victorious blood to overcome all the power of the enemy. We thank you that you have disarmed the principalities and powers. And we give you all the glory. We thank you that you became a curse to deliver us from the curse of the law, to deliver us from everything that curses us. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now, Lord, we believe that you're going to bring us to resolution of so many situations where there has been struggling that has gone on for too long. We thank you, Lord, that even though you have sustained many of us, now we are going to come right through to victory. That which has been cursing us is going to be dealt with, and the curse is going to be broken. The sicknesses are going to leave. The oppression is going to be lifted. The freedom is going to be released. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We praise you, Lord. Paratapara zata parazita 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 paraz
Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, that it's not just for us, but this affects our families. We thank you that everything that has been sent to curse families is going to be dealt with this morning. That our families are going to come through to a new place of blessing. Our children are going to prosper because we come against everything that the enemy would do to try to curse us in our families. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you that you're also going to give us resolution of everything that the enemy would do to try to curse us as a body. And we thank you a great release is going to come as a result of what you do here. Release of your life, release of your power, release of your healing, release of your provision. Wonderful, wonderful release, because every curse is to be broken in the name of Jesus. Now, just keep your eyes closed because we're going to begin to pray. Now, the golden rule is you do not start to think and worry about how the curse came, why the curse came, all that. The scripture says you don't worry about that. They asked Jesus about that and he said, don't think about that. Just see that God is going to be glorified in the situation. It doesn't matter how or why or what opportunity the devil had. The point is, it's coming to an end this morning. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to do it with you. Right? You have to resist the devil. But the scripture says, first of all, submit yourself to God. Then resist the devil, and he will flee. Let me tell you, curses are going to be broken in the next 10 minutes. The devil is going to get several hundred bloody noses all at the same moment. So he's going to have a real battering this morning. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing because it robs him of some of his power. Hallelujah. So are you ready? Just submit yourself to God. Say, Lord, I'm yours. You are my Lord. You are my King. You are my Savior. You paid the price for me. That precious blood not only overcame the enemy, but it paid the price for me that I might belong to you, that I might be redeemed, that I might be your child. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you that you have given me authority over all the power of the evil one. And nothing shall harm me as I exercise that authority that you've given. Thank you, Lord, that you have told me that I have the authority to bind, to prevent whatever is prevented in heaven. And I thank you that there is no curse in heaven, so I don't need to allow any curse in my life here on earth. And you have given me authority over everything. I can bind every curse and break the power of every curse. Now, just before we pray, I want you to understand this. It's good to understand what I'm talking to you about. Because you see, if you're battling against sickness or something, bum, 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 you can think, oh, this has been going on so long and all the rest. But when you realize, well, all this is a result of curse. Curses are broken in about 5 seconds. Just the curse is broken. Because we exercise authority, the curse is broken. Boom, that's it. It's not a fight. It's not a battle. It's not a struggle. We're not going to have a battle with demons now. We're not going to have a battle with the devil. We're just going to break the powers of the curse. It's as simple as that, because we have the authority to do that. So are you ready? Hallelujah. Say these things with me, but believe them in your heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the all-victorious Savior, who when he shed his blood on the cross, overcame all the power of the evil one. He became a curse for us to break the power of everything that curses us. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
I come against every curse that the devil has sought to bring against me personally. Every curse that others may have tried to put upon me. No matter why or how those things have happened. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his blood, I now break the power of that curse over my life. That curse no longer has any power or any influence in my life, in my family, in my loved ones. Never again can that curse be brought against me. And I praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the victory that you give me. That from this moment, that curse is broken. Hallelujah! 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 Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Yes! Now just keep your eyes closed and focus on the Lord. Because now, the way is clear for the healing of whatever is caused by that curse. So if your curse is sickness, just lift your hands to the Lord now. Those of you who are here, those of you who are watching on the net, wherever you are, if you've broken the curse over your life, the curse of sickness, right now, wherever you are, the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ is being released in your life, in your body. Come on, just begin to thank the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord, that your healing life is in me because Christ is in me. Thank you, Lord, that you release your healing life now. And that now that curse is broken. That healing power can take hold of my body in a way that wasn't possible before. Thank you, Lord, for the complete resolution of these things I've been struggling with. Thank you, Lord, that the struggle is now over. That the situation is resolved. Thank you for your healing power flowing through my life, flowing through my body. Come on. Just know that even as you're praying in the Spirit now, the power of God is filling your body. The power of God is working through you. Barata parazatari elera bakarazatuba. Barata parazatari elera bakarazatuba. Barata parazala bazoto di sarato bakarazito. Oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, I thank you for the resolution that's coming. Some of you have been struggling with issues in your family. This whole situation is going to change now. Whole situation is going to be different. It's going to be different. Oh, listen, the devil is such a nasty piece of work. He's been trying to curse some of your children. We break the power of every one of those curses over any of our children in the name of Jesus. Those children are going to be blessed. They're not going to live under curse. Come on, thank the Lord that those curses are broken. You know, non-believing children can curse your children at school. But now the power of all those curses is broken in the name of Jesus. And we take the shield of faith with which we're able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we say our children shall live under the protection of that shield of faith. And nothing else will be allowed to come upon them to curse them.
because we understand the tactics of the enemy, and we're going to be one step ahead of him all the time. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now we're going to pray as a body against every way in which the devil has opposed Kingdom Faith. You know, there's always been, from the moment Kingdom Faith began many years ago, we know Satanists have prayed against Kingdom Faith. We know the devil tries to strangle finances. This is not the first time he's tried to do that. He's tried to do it in the past. We know that all kinds of evil, untrue, ungodly things are said about Kingdom Faith, and about me in particular. I've lived with the knowledge of that, but those things can't touch me. They never have been able to. But now, as the body, we're going to stand as a body against everything that has sought to curse us as a body. And the result is we are now going to see. Well, I praise God that in recent months we've seen more of a financial release. God has been blessing us, but there's still need there. But the need cannot persist, because we're going to break the power of that which has sought to curse us as a body this morning. Are you ready? I mean, I've been doing this, you know, on my own, but for I don't know how long. But God just showed me you need to do it as a body, because it's the body that the enemy has been trying to curse, not just you, the body. Hallelujah. Well, hey, are you ready for some victory? Come on, get excited. Are you ready for some real release? I tell you what, we've seen God releasing in the body in the last few weeks is going to be nothing compared to what we see at camp and after camp. It's going to go on more and more and more and more. Release. Release of his life. Release of his power. Release of his love. Release of his God. Oh, come on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so excited. I've suddenly become 35 again. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Satapakarazita. Are you ready? Come on then. Let's do this as a body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And in the power of his blood shed at Calvary.
And in the power of his blood shed at Calvary.
We come against the devil and all his works.
We come against the devil and all his works.
For every way in which he has sought to curse Kingdom Faith.
For every way in which he sought to curse Kingdom Faith.
Every way in which he sought to rob us. Spiritually, financially, or in any other way. And in the name of Jesus, we break the power of every one of those curses. The devil shall not curse us or bring any further curse against us. In the name of Jesus, we forgive all that have spoke evil of us. All that have judged us. All who have criticized us. And we pray for them. As the word of God declares. That God will change their hearts. God will bring them to a place of blessing. So they are no longer the mouthpiece of the enemy. Who is the accuser. So we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for complete resolution over every one of our corporate affairs. And we speak the word of truth. Kingdom Faith will prosper. It will prosper spiritually. We will prosper financially. We will prosper in every way. In spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. And we shall expand.
And we shall strengthen.
And see the fulfillment of all the promises of God.
Every prophetic word
that has been spoken over this church
shall be fulfilled
in the name of Jesus.
And no power of the enemy
can hinder that.
Hallelujah!
Yes!
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands and praise Him.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Lord.
My God, my King.
Purata parazata parazitoba. Borata parazataraba.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Porata parazata parazitoba.
Come on, it is for freedom. Christ has set us free.
It is for freedom. Christ has set us free.
It is for freedom.
Christ has set us free.
Hallelujah.
Porata parazata pa.
Oh, the word of God says you are called to be free.
Come on, thank the Lord that you are free.
Come on, thank Him. I'm free, Lord. I'm free.
Praise you, Lord Almighty. I am free.
You have set me free.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to hear much more noise.
Oh.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now we're going to sing a victory song. Hallelujah. I'll
just close your eyes for a moment. Just be still in His presence. The Lord is saying, you are set free. By my stripes, you are healed. Every power of the enemy has been overcome. This morning you have simply established in your life that which I have already done for you. Now continue to live in the good of that. Continue to walk in faith. Exercising that authority that I have given you over all the works of the evil one. And know that the time will come when he will be cast into that abyss for all eternity. But you will reign with me.
Amen.
In my glory. Hallelujah.
Come on, let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.